One of the more unconventional figures who has emerged from the National Football League over the last 2 years is Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. He definitely doesn't look like a typical football coach. Rather than being large and physically imposing, he's rather slight, and his beard and glasses make him look more like an English professor than a football guru. He also dresses quite distinctively, often roaming the sidelines in rolled up Lululemon sweatpants and very cool sneakers. One of his most notable fashion accessories, though, is his watch. He sports a rose gold Breitling, a limited edition watch. There's only 25 available globally. It reportedly cost a whopping $19,000. What's even crazier is that as a watch, it's worthless to him. He doesn't use it to tell time. His watch is always set to 2:46 p.m. This was the exact time that the Miami Dolphins owner called him and offered him the job as head coach. Clearly, McDaniel always wants to remember this moment. What exact moments or even days do we cherish? Most of us remember or celebrate birthdays and anniversaries, and sometimes we can even remember the exact moment in time that an important event, such as a birth or death or life-changing job offer or dismissal, occurred. But how many of us remember what is a truly life-changing date for us? The date of our baptism. This morning, I want us to consider the blessings and benefits of this all-important event in our life, our baptism. As we read in Titus chapter 3, verses 4 to 6, "But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Thus, having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Mike McDaniel bought his watch a few months into his role as Dolphins head coach. He used it then not only to commemorate his hiring, but to serve as a symbol to motivate his team. He told them that his making such a crazy purchase, something a one-year-and-done head coach would never do, demonstrated his confidence in them as a team. While a watch is just merely an earthly symbol, our baptism carries so much more significance. Baptism is not just water, but as Luther says, it is water used by God's command and connected with his word. When we are baptized, we are received into communion with the triune God, become a member of his family, and we are heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Baptism is a rebirth, bringing us out of unbelief to belief. What an important date to remember then. This is truly when our life began, when we were clothed with the righteousness of Christ, which covers all our sins. Luther summarizes well the blessing that baptism gives us: forgiveness of sin, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. Through baptism, the Holy Spirit makes the blessings that Christ earned for us through his suffering and death our own. But key also to understanding the blessings and benefits of baptism is that these are not dependent upon us. While the Miami Dolphins had a pretty successful season, they ended up losing in the first round of the playoffs. No matter how much the coach believed in the team and vice versa, they were not, in the end, able to win the game they needed to. We, on the other hand, have the total assurance and confidence of baptism because it is a means of grace which uses not just water, but the all-powerful Word of God in and with the water, and faith which trusts this Word of God in the water. In fact, Jesus in that word commands us to baptize all nations in the name of the triune God. We don't need to be worried about whether we have done enough for baptism to work these blessings in us. As our text reminds us, our faith is generated not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. In his chapel at the beginning of this semester, Professor Naumann reminded us of the story about Luther carving the words, "I am baptized," into a desk. Let us daily, and especially when Satan tempts us to doubt our faith, boldly remind ourselves not that I was baptized, but I am baptized. I am a member of God's family. We have been justified by his grace so that we have been created as new lives and born again, that the Holy Spirit brings this new man forth with fruits of daily contrition and repentance through this renewal. As we read in Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Part of the reason that Mike McDaniel wanted to commemorate his milestone in becoming a head coach in the NFL is because he almost lost any chance of this opportunity. In his office, he has a note card pinned up with the number 865 written on it. This signifies the number of days he is outside of the NFL because of alcohol abuse, which led him to getting fired from the Atlanta Falcons and later jeopardized his coaching career. We, who were born in trespasses and sin, who were dead in sin, were outside of God's family and had no chance of changing ourselves. Our future was sin and death, and then eternal death. Thanks be to God who through baptism brought us to faith and continues to sustain us in that faith. When we consider important times or dates in our lives, then let us always remember our baptism and the blessings and benefit that we receive from it as God's children. We'll close today with hymn 751, verses 1, 2, and 4.